was brought with the wealth, with the spoils of war, and with some slaves. فَأَعْطَى رِجَالًا He gave some men, and he left out some people. So some people he gave, and some people he left. We explained the masla yesterday, that when people have fought, ghanimin have fought in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they have a fixed share in their mali ghanimat, they had a fixed share in the booty. So then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would have to give them their fixed share also. But this is a situation where without any type of fight, the lands have come into Islam, people have decided to accept or surrender and give up everything, and now they contribute whatever they have to Islam and the cause. Then this is at the discretion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, now to distribute to who he wants to. So this was the type of wealth, the fay, it's called in Arabic, that in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this type of wealth came to him. So now what he did was, he gave some people, and the choice that he made was based on the fact that these people I am giving, either they are new in Islam, or either they are very much in need, or they've got the habit of asking all the time, so let me give these type of people. And when it came to the others, it wasn't that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was being unfair, wa na'udhu billah, was he knew that these people had goodness in their heart, they were contented people, they were happy. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was happy for them being happy for themselves. So that's why he left them out. So when this happened, the situation happened, فَبَلَغَهُ أَنَّ الَّذِينَ تَرَكَ عَبَثُ فَحَمِدَ اللَّهَ ثُمَّ أَثْنَى عَلَيْهِ News had reached Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam that some people were unhappy that you left them out, because you gave these other people and you left some out, some of them were unhappy. So we learned a great lesson from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that the moment there is any type of misunderstanding between you and somebody else, or there is any type of misunderstanding, clarify it immediately. Don't wait, don't delay it, because that small thing like a germ can grow up into a big infection, it can grow up like a big disease. So whilst it's still in the germ stage, immediately address it. So yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what he did was obviously he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thumma asna alayhi, and he sent praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thumma qal, and then he gave a small speech. He said, amma ba'd, فَوَاللَّهِ إِنِّي لَأُعْتِ الرَّجُلَ وَأَدَعُ الرَّجُلَ I take a oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I give some people and I leave out some. وَالَّذِي أَدَعُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنَ الَّذِي أُعْتِيَ Those people that I leave out, they are more beloved to me than those people that I give. So don't ever think that I'm giving someone, I like them more. It's not that those that I'm leaving out, I like them more, I have more love for them than those that I'm giving. وَلَكِنِّي إِنَّمَا أُعْتِي أَقْوَامًا لِمَا أَرَى فِي قُلُوبِهِم مِنَ الْخَذَعِ وَالْهَلَعِ But I'm giving people because I see in the heart that there's anxiety and worry. وَأَكِلُوا أَقْوَامًا إِلَى مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِهِم مِنَ الْغِنَى وَالْخَيْرِ And those that I'm leaving out, I'm leaving them out because of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in their hearts from independence and from goodness. Minhum Amr ibn Taghlib. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam added these words. And from amongst people like this who have this goodness in their heart and they are self-sufficient, they are independent, they're not desirous, from amongst them there is a person by the name of Amr ibn Taghlib. He is relating this hadith. So then he himself now he says, Qala Amr ibn Taghlib, Amr ibn Taghlib radiallahu anhu says, فَوَاللَّهِ مَا أُحِبُّ أَنَّ لِي بِكَلِمَةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ حُمَرُ النَّعَمْ That I take an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I wouldn't wish to give up these words that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in my favor, even for red she-camels. Red she-camels were like the most exotic, most expensive type of animal you could get in that time and age. They're very rare and expensive and valuable. He said that even if I was given these type of camels, I wouldn't be prepared to give up this one statement that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made in my favor. It means so much to me. This was something that was said out of love. When a person has got love and the beloved says something to him, it means so much to him, so much. And this is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that no matter what comes in my way, that just the fact that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that I am from amongst those people that have got goodness in their heart, that for me is enough. I'm not prepared to give it up even for this red she camels. Today's hadith, Al-Hakim ibn Hizam radiallahu anhu, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, Al-Yadul Ulya khayru min al-Yadul Sufla. Al-Hakim ibn Hizam radiallahu anhu, he says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that hand that is above, that hand that is on top, is better than that hand that is below. In other words, the person who is giving all the time is better than the person who is receiving. Wabda biman ta'ul. And when you give charity, then charity starts from your home. It starts from your family. What it means by your dependents. So, when you start it, look first in your family, around your dependents, those in your family, that who is in need. if you can see somebody in need, start with them. Therefore, Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah alayh, in Fazail al-Sadaqat, he mentioned the person who gives to his family, poor family, person gets two rewards. One is the reward for maintaining family ties, and the other is for spending on the poor. So therefore, this is double advantage when a person starts with charity in his own, amongst his own dependents and family. وَخَيْرُ الصَّدَقَةِ مَا كَانَ عَنْ ظَهْرِ غِنًا. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teaching was so perfect that now when you're giving charity, how much must you give? And he says the best type of charity is that charity that leaves the giver self-sufficient. It leaves him with enough. In other words, that the person who's giving now, he doesn't give so much away now, he also becomes in need. Because it can happen, a person is looking at the situation around the world and he's looking at the poverty and he's getting affected. Now he feels, I must give everything, there's people suffering, why must I keep? But after he gives everything, now he regrets. So therefore this person should remember, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said the best charity, even better than giving everything, is to give that amount that will leave you independent. Meaning you don't have to ask anybody. So that is even better than you giving everything. So a person psychologically might think, I give everything, that is the best. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is explaining this hadith, because most people are on this level. A person, you get extreme cases where people on the level of tawakkul, where they can give everything. This is for the average person that you must give, then you must keep so much behind that it keeps you independent and self-sufficient. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, وَمَيْ يَسْتَعْفِفْ يُعِفَّهُ اللَّهُ. That person who desires to be self-sufficient. One explanation. The other is that that person who desires to be chaste. So that person who desires to be self-sufficient, يُعِفَّهُ اللَّهُ. Allah will make it such that he becomes self-sufficient. Because his intention is not to ask anybody. And the next thing, وَمَيْ يَسْتَغْنِي يُغْنِهِ اللَّهُ. That person who desires to be independent, he doesn't want to take favors, doesn't want to take services, he doesn't want to take any type of help from anybody. يُغْنِهِ اللَّهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that this person will become independent of people. Muttafaqun alayh. This last part of the hadith, we may have seen many old people, that their style was never to take khidmat from men. In fact, this was the style of sahaba, that even if they were sitting on an animal and the whoop fell down, they wouldn't ask somebody, also it comes in the hadith, they wouldn't ask somebody to pass that whoop to them. They'll jump off the animal, they'll pick it up themselves, and then they'll jump back on. Why? They wanted to be independent of people. They didn't want to take assistance from people. So everything they wanted to do themselves. Our late architect's father, many people from Asheville will remember him walking all the time at the age of 94. He would walk up and down to the masjid and back. He would walk all around him to always ask him, that tell us where you want to go, we'll take you. But his style was to be independent. Never ask anybody for anything. And people will tell him that we'll even be happy to take you. But he'll walk to the masjid, he'll walk back, he'll walk to the taxi, take the taxi and go. Even right till the end when he was very, very old, and now it was dangerous for him to walk because he was unaware of the cars and all that are passing. So it's a possibility that he could get knocked. So few people complained that it's dangerous. So the family had to literally keep him back, but he wouldn't ask anybody to take him anyway. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him such a beautiful death that he just asked his sons, just turn me to the right hand side. He turned to the right hand side, he closed his eyes and he just passed away. Ulama say those people that want and desire to be independent, they don't want to take assistance. Even right at the last moment, Allah Pak will make them such that they don't become muhtaj on anybody. Why? Because their whole life they lived, they didn't want to be muhtaj on anyone. Right till the end, Allah Pak makes it such. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday. Increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Come early for the Jummah salah and try and read surah Kahf. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanakallahumma bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi.